Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. It is the final days of campaigning for U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump leading up to Tuesday's Election Day. VOA's Veronica Valderis Iglesias reports.
Election officials are confident the voting process will be fair, secure, and transparent. But the former president has increasingly voiced concern about his opponents possibly committing fraud.
If we can keep that cheating down, because there are a bunch of cheats, if we can keep that cheating down, we're going to have a tremendous victory.
During an interview that aired last month on NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt, Vice President Kamala Harris told NBC News' anchor Hallie Jackson that her team will be ready to go if Trump loses and attempts to subvert the election.
We will deal with election night and the days after as they come, and we have the resources and the expertise and the focus on that as well.
The Republican National Committee has in place a so-called election integrity program in battleground states. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Israel said Monday it had terminated the agreement facilitating the work of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, the main aid provider in Gaza, and would appear to be a step to implement legislation passed last month that would sever ties with the agency and prevent it from operating in Israel. Israel says the agency known as UNRWA has been infiltrated by Hamas. UNRWA denies the allegations, and it says it's taking measures to ensure its neutrality. On Sunday, Israel said its troops had carried out a ground raid into Syria to seize a Syrian it accuses of working with Iran. It was the first time in the current war that Israel announced its troops operated in Syrian territory. This is VOA News. Pakistani officials say dangerously poor air quality has forced the provincial government of Lahore to close primary schools for a week. The measures were part of a larger effort to protect children from respiratory-related and other diseases in the city of 14 million. Officials said Monday that toxic gray smog has sickened tens of thousands of people, mainly children and elderly people, since last month. A suspected leak of classified Gaza documents involving an aide to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has jolted Israel's politics and outraged the families of hostages held by Hamas. Reuters correspondent Emma Jelly reporting.
A court ruling partially lifting a gag order has provided an initial glimpse of the case, which the court said had compromised security sources and may have harmed Israel's efforts to release the hostages. On Friday, the magistrate's court confirmed that a number of suspects had been arrested as part of a probe into a suspected, quote, security breach caused by the illegal provision of classified information. Details from the document in question were published by Germany's Bild newspaper in September. According to Israeli newspaper Haaretz, one of the media outlets that had appealed to the court to lift the gag order. The article in question was published days after six Israeli hostages were found executed in a tunnel in southern Gaza. Their killing sparked mass protests in Israel and from outraged hostage families, who accused Netanyahu of torpedoing the ceasefire talks for political reasons.
Reuters correspondent Emma Jelly. Protests erupted on Sunday as Spain's King Felipe visited a suburb in Valencia badly hit by last week's deadly floods that killed more than 200 people. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones.
Residents of Pai Porta shouted murderers at the King and Queen, as well as Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez. People hurled mud and other objects at them, venting pent-up anger over what they believe were poor handling by the authorities of last Tuesday's storm and flooding. Residents are furious at the authorities, accusing them of sending late warnings about the dangers of the storm and floods. They also say emergency services responded slowly after disaster struck.
That's Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. Moldovan election officials say pro-Western President Maia Sandu has won a second term in office in a pivotal presidential runoff against a Russia-friendly opponent in a race that was overshadowed by claims of Russian interference, voter fraud, and intimidation. In the European Union candidate country, the Central Electoral Commission said with nearly 98% of votes counted in the second round of the presidential race held Sunday, Sandu had obtained 54% of the total votes. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.